Do you trust God? Trust is a huge issue in all of our lives. Can we trust the government, big corporations, friends, parents, kids, mates, employees, or employers? Let's face it. Trust is an easy thing to lose and a hard thing to gain. Hey, do you have trouble trusting? I did for sure, and it made my life difficult. I didn't trust God, my dad, authority figures, or even myself. I felt so hurt by my dad and others. I built a large wall around my emotions. Eventually, I resorted to the abuse of drugs or alcohol just to numb my pain until I found a better solution, a personal relationship with Jesus. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Proverbs 3:5. Do you trust God this much? With all your soul? With all your mind and emotions? If we're all going to be honest with each other, the answer is no. It's embarrassing to admit it, but we tend to look at God like we experienced our parents or caretakers. Our past experiences distort our vision and relationship with a trustworthy, personal, caring, and forgiving God. The Bible says about him, let God be true and every human being a liar, as it's written, so that you may be proved right when you speak and prevail when you judge. Romans 3:4. I want to encourage you to evaluate your relationship with God. Do you trust him? Have you removed your trust and faith in him because he didn't seem to answer your prayers the way you wanted? Could it be that you misjudge God? Tomorrow, let's look at a few reasons for the common problem of unanswered prayer and the effect it has on our ability to trust God. Until then, I'm praying that you will discover that he is worthy and he's amazing. I'm sure our journey will end up in a much better place because you're a miracle and I'm your friend, Paul Marc Goulet.